All right, so it's Therapy Thursday. Mental health is the motto. Don't be afraid to talk out your problems or anything that you might have on your mind. Talking it out with somebody might make your day.
Yeah.
Might make your whole week.
My man might call it.
You might. You know, yeah. Anthony might call in and want to have something to say.
Yes.
You got Meredith MD. You got Dr. Davi. You got Orlando BGYN. We actually got Ray, who called up about the last topic that we were talking about. We called him Ray to protect the innocent.
Oh, right.
All right, here. Ray is on the phone, and Ray wanted to talk to Meredith MD about his issue, because you got to walk us through this, Ray. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Go ahead. Explain it to Meredith MD on what's going on.
All right, so what happened is, all right, my brother married a woman.
Okay.
She already had a child. She already had a child, like I said. Okay, me and this, we grew up together. Me and her, we had a relationship.
Oh, okay.
But at the end of the day, my brother did have other kids with this woman.
Okay, wait, but the kid, it's your brother's stepchild.
Stepchild.
Your brother's stepchild and you had a relationship.
No. Previous.
Previous to him marrying her?
No, after the marriage, we were young when they got married.
Okay.
Even when we were young, there was always an attraction, and there's still an attraction today. There's always going to be an attraction.
And both y'all were young, but like y'all were in the same age group. This ain't creepy, like, you know, like,
yeah,
y'all was the same. It ain't no, like,
we're the same age. It ain't nothing.
Right, okay,
like,
all right, okay. I just wanted to make sure I got that out there before I wasted time talking to you.
That was
the
real.
You're creepy ass. No, right. All right. So here's the deal. So you want to know, because we were just talking about an issue like that. So it's basically your brother's stepchild, not blood.
Yeah.
And you're her uncle. But by marriage.
But by marriage, and we're the same age.
And y'all still have that connection.
We still have an attraction. Not a relationship,
but I'm saying there's the attraction is still there.
Yeah.
And her and your brother aren't married anymore.
No, that's her brother's stepfather.
Right.
This can be very confusing.
Yeah.
So I'm happy you guys are here.
That's why we walked it through it now.
I have real half nieces
With her mother.
With her mother.
Yeah, her mother had children with his brother, so those are blood. But this child who came to the union as a step is not his blood.
Right.
I'm glad you understand.
The person who he had an attraction to has brothers and sisters that are belonging to his brother.
Okay.
She doesn't. She's step.
Okay.
Right.
So what's the question?
Question is, can he smash? I'm sorry, Ray. I got a little overzealous there. I don't know if that's your question.
Ray, what is
your question?
That's
the question that I want to know. What's the question, Ray?
The question is, the smashing is already taking place.
Oh, Ray.
And how y'all feel about it.
Okay. Meredith MD.
This is a communal.
Meredith MD, how do you feel about Dami, how do you feel about
it already happened. So,
can it happen again?
I would say let's be progressive here and let's leave that alone. We already, if you think it was a mistake, let's leave that in the past. People make mistakes, and some mistakes never need to be mentioned
ever again. You ain't say it was a mistake. Is it a mistake in your mind? Do you think it's a mistake?
No, we're living a lie. We love each other, but we're living a lie.
Because so you're shedding that love because of the improper feelings people have about it.
Well, yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
See that? So that's that Romeo and Juliet right there, boy.
I have a question. If nobody cared and nobody gave you an opinion about it, would you want to marry her and have kids and have a whole life with her?
Yes, because she's that type of woman.
Aww.
She feels the same way about you?
She knows, yeah.
No, but how does she feel? I know she knows.
She feels the same way, but she knows we can't travel down that road.
Yeah, because it would be awkward for everybody. That would be
That's not a pretty wedding.
No, hell no. No, you got to have that wedding on the outside of town. You got to have that wedding way outside of town, Ray. Oh, Ray, I will tell you that it's hard to find somebody you love.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I feel bad.
Hopefully at some point, as the family grows and everything, people stopping by for holidays, and then y'all can be together and be happy, man.
I don't know about all that, but.
He wants to be with her.
Yeah,
listen. No, it ain't going to happen, though. But so I'm just going to leave it at that. I understand.
Well,
I got some advice.
Because it's not too much advice. It's not too much advice to give on this one, because it's like the public opinion is that y'all shouldn't be together, but there's no real tactical reason that you shouldn't.
There's no blood there.
Yeah,
so you could have her in a relationship and be married and then be happy.
And your feelings factor in. The fact that you guys love each other and have that connection is something that most people who are with perfectly capable folks don't achieve. So it's worth at least talking about.
I know. Thank you, freak.
Ray, when's the last time you smashed?
Listen.
I want to know.
Ray?
Hello?
When was the last time you smashed, Ray?
Last question.
About 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago. All right. Okay.
I thought you were going to say two hours ago.
I was going to say like 2 days ago. Like, come on, Ray. Get off that girl.
Oh, man. We love you, Ray.
All right, Ray. Damn.
There's not much we could do there.
There wasn't much.
It's just the naughty thing. You're not supposed to be together. They already did
it. But you know what, though? We were factual, though. Like, listen, love is hard to achieve. There are people out there who aren't related by any kind of convoluted family stuff who can't achieve love where they admire and they want each other really bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people go through a lot to be together, deserve to be together sometimes. Because some people are together and they're just together because they just happen to wake up together.
It's hard having a relationship where nobody will mess with you afterwards, though. Because say you do get married, the whole family won't even, you know?
Say they the happiest people ever and ain't got to deal with family no more. That sounds like a blessing.
When you have kids, then it's difficult.
People don't mess with you. They can't borrow money from you.
That's true.
Just saying.
I got one for you, Orlando. This one's long, so I'll read it fast.
Not another long one.
I'll read it fast and cut me off when you kind of like get the gist of it. Okay.
I get the gist.
Out the 813, it says, I feel like I need J-Ray right now, but I'll take Orlando B in because I need someone in charge. I'm working on this huge promotion at work. I've been having one-on-one coaching sessions with my boss's boss, who ultimately is going to be the person to promote me. This person is senior management, and during these one-on-one sessions, he's made what I would consider very inappropriate comments to me regarding race and sexual comments to me. I'm not one of those people that is overly sensitive, but I want to go to HR because wrong is wrong. But I'm afraid of retaliation from this person because they can be very vindictive. I've been working for this company for 4 years. I am excelling at my current position. It's well overdue. I feel like it's being dragged along. What should I do?
Do you put up with it and get the promotion, or you go to HR?
Oh, man, that's so hard because I will tell you, I've had to deal with, like, corporate people. We were CBS for a long time, Infinity for a long time, and you deal with corporate people, and some of them are old horses. Like they've come from a different time, and stuff. So you have a great case to go forward and say something. But if the thing is you trying to achieve this upper level, and it's gonna negate that, or they'll put you up there because they feel like there's some sort of reciprocity that they're supposed to like
move you
up or whatever. You want it on your merits. And if you can get in there and this kind of old horse is getting ready to be put out to pasture or something, maybe you want to ride it out to get up to that level so you can instill the change. Not saying that you want to quiet anybody's sins or you want to demean your feelings, but if you have the opportunity to get promoted and this person is on a very short trek out, then maybe you can get up there and instill the change that you want to do.
Because telling
is not always the thing if it's going to negate your progress. It ain't. Now, I get it. You have the right to do that. Nobody can take that away from you. But you have to look at the long run.
Get your position, get your money, and get your evidence in case it comes back. And that way you can go to HR when you are promoted and you have your evidence if something bad happens.
Yeah, or you go in and say, hey, by the way, when I was trying to get this job, this happened. Now that I'm in charge, this can't happen again.
Right.
So we need to put out more stricter, you know, and be a part of the change.
And now you the boss's boss.
You the That's boss's right. boss now. And you ain't in there talking about people's dresses and all that stuff.
Get your money.
I mean, you know, get your money and get your stuff right.
Mm-hmm.
But also go in there focused on and write all this stuff down. I will say Drew Dixon, who was the person who accused Russell Simmons when we did the interview with her. If you haven't seen the interview, it's incredible on wild941.com. But what she said is her advice to people who are going through that is to email yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Every time something happens, email yourself and keep that as a running blog, because you're going to forget some things. And at some point, somebody going to ask you some stuff.
Yep.
And you should put all of those, label them all the same email headline.
And a folder.
And a folder. Put them away and email yourself so you can always keep what was said clear.
Get those receipts.
Get those receipts.
That's
I
right.
don't think Drew said that, but still, same thing. All right, let's get another one.
Okay, I have one for, let's go with Davi, because I didn't pick one.
Dr. Davi.
My husband and I have known each other for a lot of years, married 8 years altogether with beautiful babies. But throughout the marriage, I've struggled with knowing who I truly am. I love my husband, but I want women. I have sex with my husband to please him, but I think about women. I've told him from time to time my interest, but he brushes it off as it's just a phase. He tried to get me to get over it, but it's not working. I don't want it to ruin my marriage by any means because I love him, but my desire to be with a woman is growing fast. Help.
Wow. I will start off by saying there's a lot of people that are married and would rather be with somebody else. so you're not alone. Your husband does not seem thrilled with the idea. Some men are like, yeah, I would love that. And some guys are not into that. Just realize that you pursuing a woman in his eyes is probably no different than you pursuing another man. So for a lot of people, it makes no difference. It doesn't seem like he's into it. If he probably would try to persuade you to maybe involve him or, you know, go for it. So I would say you have to tread lightly. Cheating is cheating regardless if it's with the same sex or another sex, and you could potentially ruin your marriage.
Yeah, the whole situation you got going on.
Fix it up. All right, let's see. We can grab one more. Dr. Davi.
Otro.
Yotro. Otro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one.
Learning the language in here today.
What is that?
Dr. Davi, yes. Got a question. My guy passed away. Next week will be 6 years, and I still pull up with cake for his kids and keep him present. Emotions being what they were, last year his girl shot a kind of shot that I swerved and never said nothing else about. A lot of friends fell off about coming by and showing love, and I'm focused. But I'm wondering, is there any way my man would bless something real, bless someone real stepping in to take care of his family if we did do something?
Ooh.
Oh, man. That is, I think that's a no-go, man. You can't get with your dead homie's old lady. You can help the family without it having to be sexual or a relationship. You could be there. You could step up as a man and try to fill that void, but you can't fill all the voids. And
there's one void.
Yeah.
You need to stay away from.
I don't think your boy would be down for that.
This happens a lot, and that's not necessarily true. Don't you want
your
family?
That's not necessarily true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, when you think about it, like, after you remove the emotion.
Right.
You think about it, the homie might be like, yo, having the dude, like 30 dudes was my dudes, but only one dude still there. If that's the one out of pole position that can take care of my family and keep my name in the air.
Like,
I don't know, man. If that was your real dog, I think his lady is off limits for life. I couldn't. I had one of my best friends passed away just a couple years ago. I could never in 100 million years even consider. Damn. I could be there for her emotionally. I could be there for the kids. However, but I could never see myself getting with her ever under no situation.
But he can.
Who can?
Dude, I mean, it's a hard thing
because you want. I mean, you want to honor your man. And he's honoring him by showing up,
and I see what he's saying.
And he honored him by not going in on when she tried.
He's thinking about it
because she's been alone for 6 years.
That's a long time to be alone. She deserves love too. By the way,
well, how are we gonna find husband love?
And with
your boy, rather some dude in there tearing it down, or his homie that is keeping everything about him.
Seriously,
who's a better
person? But is he gonna keep everything about him?
That's what he's writing you.
No way. He sounds like a stand-up guy.
Yeah, the dude sounds like so. He said, "I still pull up. I do all these things.
The cakes."
You're bringing the churn cake.
I don't see a deeper form of regret than that. Like, there's just no way. There's no way, man.
Dr. Davi in the building.
Mm.
Can we squeeze one more?
Yes. Orlando.
We'll grab one more.
I have one for you. I have started dating again as a recently divorced 38-year-old. My adult daughter, her boyfriend, and toddler live with me. She acts like me dating or even going out with friends is the worst thing that's ever happened. She pouts and is rude when I'm not home. I assume I'm just the live-in nanny. I'm at my wit's end. Why is she so dead set on me being miserable and lonely, and how can this stop?
Okay, first of all, mama, you have to start being mom, okay? You ain't got to listen to nobody else. It's your house.
Mm-hmm.
You also have the right to have some happiness. And you're not just big mama, and big mama being the whole like source for watching the kids is old, okay? Like, I get it that you want to be there and be a family member and help, but you are not anybody's nanny or slave. You have the right. We just talked about the 6 year, you know, memorial that this lady has been keeping, you know, holding, sitting shiver for her guy. It's like, you know what? You ain't got to sit and be alone forever. So if you found somebody that's real and she can't take it, she can move.
Mm-hmm.
She can move on, or she can, you know, be part of the happiness. But you ain't going to be, like, treated badly because you out there getting your itch scratched. You get your itch scratched. You, Stella, get your groove back, okay? Don't be letting somebody else slow your hustle. Get out there and get your feet into Jesus.
She's itchy.
And you deserve to get scratched every now and then. You ain't just got to be taking with on babies and stuff. You raised your own babies, right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.